Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at one of our favorite places, Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Some people just looked up and went, what's going on?
What the heck is going on?
To have a quiet lunch. What are these guys talking about?
We are the only Christian sports show in Atlanta. Blessed is the blood of the Lamb. And we're going to be here till 6 o'clock. And we're going to break bread and have some fun with our listeners and maybe have some fellowship as well.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey, man, lots going on. Braves go on the West Coast, thank God. I hope that flight last night, I hope they got some things worked out after that
terrible
loss.
Here's the thing. Was it soul-searching or was it 16 Coors Lights and about 15 vodka shots?
I think it was probably all the above. I think they probably got it in. Get it out of your system,
right? Right? This is where I'd love Snicker to just come around and just say, "Hey guys, let's get it. Let's, you know what? Tear it up today. Let's everybody triples, doubles. Forget about it. Let's hit the reset." You know, I mean, because San Fran is a good food town. They got in a chance to maybe just clear their heads, I hope. I mean, who knows? But again, we've talked about leadership and we've talked about trying to motivate these guys. I'm sorry, guys making guaranteed money as professional athletes should not need exterior motivation.
No, they should
other
not.
Than some sense of pride.
Yeah, look, there is a responsibility that falls on all those guys who made the trip. Some didn't. Obviously, the Braves made a couple of moves, but it is ultimately about the players.
Right.
I do not like the fact that it feels like the manager, whatever message he's trying to get across, is not resonating. But he made the flight out there as well. And the Braves have not made a change, and Mike is adamant about they won't, and maybe they won't. I just don't know how worse it has to get when your team has expectations and you've lost 11 of your last 14. So we will see how they respond. And again, we said this series was big.
Right.
They got swept. What if they get swept in San Francisco?
Wow.
I'm just asking.
Man, I mean, yikes. And that's a great division, by the way.
It is. You know, everybody's in the hunt.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean.
And I don't want that,
right,
Mike.
No,
all I'm saying is everybody keeps saying it can't get worse. It can get worse.
Baby, it can get worse. You're just not going to watch it because it's on at 10:15 at night. But, no, that's the thing. I mean, you're going with Spencer Schwellenbach. Who certainly, I think he's right at the ship.
Yeah.
You could argue that almost everyone except for Sale has had a problem keeping the ball inside the park. So, Schwellenbach doing his thing. Hayden Birdsong with an ERA of 2.37.
Okay.
Going for the Giants tonight. But it's, and Giants, by the way, are minus 130 in Vegas. So, they're feeling they're pretty good favorite.
They
right
are.
There.
They're feeling it. Hey, we're going to talk plenty about the Braves. We know everybody is still reeling from that loss as we were yesterday and reacting. And you can always find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Garrett is in for our man, the Dominator, today. He's back at the station running the board. And, of course, our executive producer, Day-Day's hanging out with us here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Mike Bell, I have said, and I think – that he's a superstar. And I've had this argument with a few people around the NBA who said, nah, he ain't done enough yet. Well, how are we feeling about Tyrese Halliburton now?
He's a superstar.
Last night, he had another game winner to give the Pacers game one of the NBA Finals, and I just want to take you back for a second. April 29th, Indiana trailed Milwaukee in their playoff series, 118-111, right. 34 seconds of play and left in overtime. Halliburton scores with 1.4 seconds remaining. Pacers win. May 6th, Indiana trailed Cleveland in their playoff series, 119-112, mm-hmm. 48 seconds to play. Halliburton gets the game winner with 1 second to play. Pacers win. Then May 21st, and we all know this one, Indiana trailed New York 121-112 with 51 seconds to play in regulation. Halliburton thought he shot the three to win it. We know it hit the top of the backboard and basically goes in. It was two, not three. He sends it to overtime, but ultimately the Pacers win. And now we have last night to add to this repertoire, Mike. He is hitting big shots and setting a legacy for himself.
And really did not have a great night. And honestly, everybody else with the Pacers, I think, I don't know if you want to say that a good player, as we like to say with Trey, knows when to dominate, knows when to facilitate. Much of that game last night, he was more facilitator because he only took, remember we talked about Ant-Man taking only 13 shots? He only took 13 shots last night from the floor. He was not feeling it. And the mid-range jumper inside the stripe is really not his forte. He's either three-pointer, obviously elevating his game over the rim, taking it to the basket. But this was one where he just steps up. This is Michael Jordan type stuff. This is Kobe type stuff. Larry Bird, all the elites. So all these guys, I mean, again, nine guys out of a poll don't like him, so he's the most overrated player on some BS that nobody will put their name on. So I'm not buying that. This guy is money. It's you wish, you know, Trey could be a little bit taller to your point. Wish I was tall. I wish I was a baller.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's amazing.
Her.
And you and I were just talking before the show. I love the fact that Rick Carlisle is incredibly underrated. You touched on it before the show. Don't call the timeout. They're on their back footing.
Yeah.
You know, they thought SGA was going to make that jumper. So all of a sudden, man, you got advantage of it, and you took advantage of a defense that really wasn't set. Without the taking the timeout.
Well, yeah. And the thing about it is, in every playoff series, he's had a difference-making play that has won a game for the Pacers to get them to this point. Winning game one doesn't guarantee them that they're going to win the series. But these are the moments that we remember. And you know, we can talk about SGA was unbelievable last night. He led all scores, 38. They had no answer for him. He is the MVP. And I said before the show ended yesterday, give him a chance. Watch him. See what I'm talking about when it comes to how he does everything seemingly right. But Halliburton is a beast, man. And look, Indiana steals game one. This team, this is going to go seven, Mike. I had OKC in six. I think it's still going to go seven now. Mm. The fact that Indiana has stole game one. Let me hear the game winner from Halliburton again. 0.3 seconds, should I say, left on the clock. Mike and I also mentioned this. Guys, they could have gotten that rebound and taken a timeout. They didn't. They go right down the floor. He's got the ball, and everybody thinks what Mike is saying. He's going to give it up to somebody else. And instead, he pulls up for this jumper.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
He has done this time and time again. The bigger thing for me, Mike, is the Pacers, it's their fifth postseason comeback after trailing by 15 points.
Yeah, you just kind of highlighted all of that Tyrese Halliburton highlight reel going back to Cleveland, obviously the Knicks in game one. And this is one where now all of a sudden I'm with you. I thought it was OKC in six. Now maybe this goes seven games. You've stolen home court advantage. And you've also got SGA. And by the way, I thought great analysis. I was just telling Carlos we were coming on the air. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't like about ESPN. They drive me crazy. But I thought Scott Van Pelt was so good last night. If you didn't see
in the post game,
which basically was the Sports Center. But they were talking about in the analysis and Kendrick Perkins and the crew, just, you know, talking about how angry SGA was. So SGA really going toe-to-toe. Obi Toppin did the same thing in the Knicks. Obi Toppin was getting some of the Knicks fired up, really got Brunson at one point out of his game. So this is a team which kind of knows how to rattle your cage a little bit. And they're saying they've never seen just Alexander that angry coming off the floor, which obviously is going to go back for 50 the next game. Who knows?
He might.
But I just thought the big guys, and this is something you and I were talking also about off the air, some of the size advantage for Oklahoma City didn't really turn into anything.
No.
And at the end of the game, Oklahoma City actually realized they kind of had to go small because Chet Holmgren and Hartenstein were missing in action. They were like zeros and high tops.
Yeah, look, and Hardenstein, he started out really well. I mean, he's going to the basket. He's getting to the free throw line. I'm like, he's about to kill these guys. And yeah, and then he went away. You know who was really good last night, too? Miles Turner. And you've talked about going after Miles Turner.
But that's a guy, whether it's Siakam or Miles Turner, that is, if not the guy, the type of guy the Hawks desperately need.
404-726-0929. We're live at Twin Peaks coming up. Our daily download. Braves take on the Giants tonight. And also Aaron Rodgers signing his one-year deal with the Steelers and what that means for not only the Steelers but for the NFL. Let me hear Tyrese Halliburton on the court after he hit this game winner. It was unbelievable. And look, on the road makes it even better. I mean, it's one thing to hit these game winners in your home building. It is unbelievable when you shut a crowd down like Halliburton did again last night.
Man, we just we keep believing. Keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero. And we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
Yeah, and Mike, you said it. To me, that's the sign of a great player. When you are struggling, but yet you still have the balls to take that shot. Because most guys, let's be honest, you would have been like, I haven't shot the ball well. You take it. It's your ball.
Right.
He didn't do that. He didn't give it up. And I think that screams superstar stuff when you start talking about those moments. All right, we're going to continue to talk about the finals, guys. And the Pacers, by the way, now up. Sunday is game two. I mentioned this to you. It's like 3 days, 4 days in between these games, man. It's like this thing's going to go on forever.
That's why, you know, in the old days, it's, you know, every other day. You know, game, you know, got a game in between, not that hard. I think the NBA shoots themselves in the foot by doing this, if I'm honest.
Well, the momentum.
I mean, just you have a game that a lot of folks are talking about. And all of a sudden now I got to wait 2 days. And now you get lost in the weekend. You know, other things happening. So just my two cents.
Yeah, I agree totally. Hey, man, what did Brian Snicker say after that terrible loss yesterday? We're going to let you hear more of that coming up here on the show. And also coming up, we're going to talk about what it means for Aaron Rodgers. Mike, he signs this deal, and people are saying it still won't work in Pittsburgh, that this is not going to get them over the top. Look, no matter what you think about Justin Fields, and I love the kid, I think he's been underrated and hadn't been allowed to really do the things he's capable of. We'll see if the Jets allow him to do it. Or Russell Wilson, Aaron's better. He's better. And I know we get fed up with the craziness and the off-the-field stuff. He is a better quarterback. And he is going to, I think, a really good situation. And if he makes everybody better, Mike, and he's focused, which I don't know if he's going to be, Steelers are going to be in the mix.
As we've said time and time again, Mike Tomlin's got a PhD in egos and head cases. But Mike Tomlin, there's a sense of urgency, and we'll get into this later with Brian McFadden. I think he would agree with this. The Steelers haven't won jack in the playoffs in forever, and they're living on past reputation.
Yep.
Tomlin's got to bring home the bacon. And you and I were looking at that depth chart yesterday. I just think it's a very meh wide receiver room once you get past Metcalf.
Yeah, DK Metcalf, remember, they did trade for him, and he's a beast. But you're right. I mean, does anybody else scare you on the outside? Either way, that is news today, and Aaron is in Pittsburgh. He's going to be there for minicamp. Some people saying this is just for show, and, you know, why did he do it now? Look, if he did it later, he'd be criticized. If he does it now, he's going to be criticized. It's just kind of what it is. But I think it's a big deal for the NFL, man, because this news dropping has certainly been one of the big stories here this offseason so far. All right, we're live at Twin Peaks. We're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. Daily Downloads next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
So if you went to our Instagram, our Insta, you got a chance to see or at least hear a little bit of what Mike and I were saying yesterday in the moment when the Braves blew a 6-run lead. If you missed it, it's there. It's also on our 92.9 The Game Facebook page. We invite you to go check that out and rewind and go listen to us. It was right after the game ended. And
we were hot.
We were, and rightfully so. And we're going to let you hear what Brian Snicker said he's looking for from this team as they make a West Coast road trip. It's Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Guys, that rewind button, by the way, on the app is really cool, so you can always go back and check out whatever segments you might have missed or guessed potentially, like earlier in the week when Ricky Rose stopped by.
Balls. Yeah, get that app on your we said it on your phone for sure. Put it in your car, because a lot of guys now, with the new digital technology, it's just so easy now on your ride, on your whip, to get your Dukes and Bell on demand.
I was playing today a little golf, Mike, before I came in.
How'd you hit him?
I hit him pretty well. You know, I'm trying to get some practice in, man. I'm not where I want to be.
Is the driver where it needs to be?
No, it's the driver's fine. It's the short game right now.
Well, your putter is from the Titanic.
No, I've changed putters.
I got to explain to Day-Day. But the first time Carl and I played golf.
He is right, though.
First time Carl brings out this putter, I was like, man, was that from the pitch and putt on the back deck of the Titanic?
it's a putter that's probably 30 years old, that's been passed down. But I've gotten like three new putters. I mean, look, the putter's not the deal. It's the short game. So I only say all this to say I got to give a shout-out to Matthew, man. I was playing with Matthew today.
Right.
And we go out there, and Matthew's the first thing out of his mouth is like, he hits the ball, crushes a drive, it's in the woods, and he's like, it's Braves thing, man. It's messing up my golf game.
Okay, now that's a stretch. Now, look, you can blame a lot of stuff on the Braves. You cannot blame your golf game on that. You brought that slice with you, pal. That had nothing to do with Snicker.
He literally was like, this Braves, man, this is getting to my golf game. And I just started laughing because you're right. Everybody is saying it's affecting some part of their life.
I heard a guy this morning on the morning shift. I heard a guy on Steak and Sandra today, but Rusty was in today. And the guy was saying, I want to thank Snicker. And the Braves just saved me about 10 grand. Games I'm not going to go to now with the battery. Guy says he just got an Airbnb up in near somewhere near Knoxville, Smoky Mountains or whatever, in Oak Ridge, and he's going to go do the Georgia-Tennessee game with his boys.
Instead.
And basically said he's going to allocate his funds that way. Admittedly, I just dropped some money for the All-Star game. Nothing to do with the Braves.
Sure.
It just happens to be at Truist Park.
Well, come on. The All-Star game's different.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm excited because I've only been, as a not as a journalist, but as a fan, I've only been to one All-Star game.
Yeah, look, I covered about 15 mm-hmm. of them. And when I say covered them, I was at the game, was at the festivities. It's great. If you've never been, and if you're even if you're not a Braves fan, it's just cool. And I got a couple of pieces of memorabilia. My favorite piece of memorabilia, one of them at least, all the guys who make the All-Star team, they sign bats.
Right.
And usually those bats are reserved for the players because it's a way for players to remember, hey, I played in the 2004 All-Star game. Who was there? Who did I play against? Who was on my team? So they sign a bunch of stuff that weekend, that week, should I say. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Obviously, the game is Tuesday. So I actually got a few of those bats from those games. I'm not supposed to. Like, it was given to me by some equipment guys that said, look, we got, like, three extras, and I want to give you one. And I was like, are you serious? Oh. So it's really cool. Like, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, like, anybody and everybody's on these bats. And it's their signatures because that's what they do. And so I say all that to say, Mike, as a fan, I had to cover these games, so I never really got a chance to just go on the stands and experience it. But just being around the All-Star events, man, it was so much fun.
My only All-Star game as a fan, my father and I, we made some friends going up to Canada for the Montreal race. And we, race fans are great, kindred spirits. So my dad met a guy that was basically did the same thing he did, was a homicide detective in Montreal. And spoke a little French, and my dad spoke a little. So we ended up becoming buddies with these guys. We went up and crashed at their house and went to the 83 All-Star game in Montreal. And the old Olympic Stadium.
Which was
kind of cool.
It was cavernous.
Yes, it was a very unique experience. But a real quick sidebar on this, I'll never forget, it was my second year working here in Atlanta at the old station at 790. Stakey's like, I think we're doing the All-Star game. Oh, that's amazing. It was at Fenway that year. It was, I'm going, you're not going. So Stakey's there, of course, or Ted Williams and all the players on the field.
He was at that game?
Yes,
Stakey. Yeah, I was there, Stakey too. Was,
and I
That's
watched.
When they rolled Ted out in the wheelchair. As a matter of fact, our good buddy who does our show now, his son, his dad, Tony Gwynn, was there. That was such an
amazing
moment.
That to me, and again, I think even younger guys get that. Ted Williams talking to Mark McGwire, you smell smoke when the ball comes off your bat. Talking to Tony Gwynn, who's his buddy, of course, kindred spirit from San Diego. And Tony spoke so lovingly about that moment. But all these Major League Baseball players, literally like they're talking to Santa Claus with Ted Williams. And nobody wanted to leave the field. And eventually, Major League Baseball, like, we got to get this game started.
That's right.
But, Stake was there. I was at Frankie's at the Prado with Jeff Wolverton. not up in Boston for that.
So you guys did the show from up there?
Stake did. Stake did.
Yeah, I did.
Stakey did.
I did.
We were here. But I went to the one up at Citi Field. I've been to a couple as a broadcaster, but
what do you want me to do? I can't get tickets for everybody.
But only I'm gonna make sure I got the years right on Montreal. But anyway, this will be my second as a fan.
And you're gonna
can't
love
wait.
It. You're gonna
love
it. And by the way, we're talking about this because the All-Star game is here. Has nothing to do with our Braves. The point that the other part of this that has to do with our Braves is I wish we had more Braves that were being considered to be an All-Star.
Right.
We don't have enough of those guys this year. We just don't with the way the season's going and the way the team's playing right now. But you're going to have a ball, man. It's going to be a good time. Matter of fact, that week, I think, and we'll tell you more, we're going to be out and about over there at the ballpark at various places. So we're going to tell you more about that coming up here on the show. All right, we're live at Twin Peaks, man. We got to get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Let's start with the Braves because they take on the Giants tonight, guys. 10-15, yes, West Coast roadie. Swelly is on the hill. Mike Spencer, Swellenbach. Hopefully he can pitch as well as Chris Sale pitched the other night. Listen, it wasn't on Sale, right? Mm. When we lose that game, Chris Sale pitched well enough to win.
No, he did his job,
man. He did his job. And then yesterday, well, that's a whole other kit and caboodle. I mean, you talk about just the bullpen imploding and the team falling apart. Brian Snicker was asked about how do you keep the morale up on this team? Listen to this.
Well, I think we had one last year in Colorado. Same thing, and we played some really bad games and bounced back the next day and won. And we got a really good guy on the mound tomorrow night to put an end to this and to take care of it. And hopefully the offensive, what we did today, carries over. But that's what we have to do. I mean, that's how, when we were... That's what you do in this game. I mean, you turn the page and you're not happy about it. You don't sleep good. But we're going to play another game tomorrow and hopefully start a winning streak.
No balls.
Hey, that's somebody's grandfather out there. Same grandfather I said should be fired yesterday.
Yeah.
But I mean, I like it. What do you expect this guy to say? He's always going to try to keep the message positive. That's why I'm sick of hearing this message, because it's like, it's literally like blah, 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 blah. It's just at this point, it's background noise. You haven't been competitive since 23. You know, last year was a bad baseball team that grinded at the end to make the wild card, and you saw how out of depth we were against San Diego.
Yeah. Then we end up getting beat. Speaking of Snicker, he was talking about leaders. Mike, how much have we talked on this show about leadership?
Take me to your leader.
Here's Snit talking about he's looking for the leaders to step up. Who are they?
Hopefully, you know, guys in there do. They step in there, you know, they step up and rally the troops. Because that's where it comes from, is internally and with the players. You know, they'll do that on good teams. We're a good team. We're not a bad team. We're a good team that's playing bad right now. We can't execute. We can't finish a game, and we got to do better. I got to do better. The coaches got to do better. The players got to do better, quite honestly. And we have a group that can do that, that can rally the thing and get this thing turned around, because I've seen it before. I've seen this group do it, and we will.
Fire sale it. Fire sale.
Snit, here's my issue. You can't tell me you're a good team when you just said we don't execute and we don't finish games.
Right.
That's the definition of a bad team.
We don't field well. We don't particularly do well with a bullpen. And we don't hit it all in the clutch. But other than that, how'd you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln? I mean, that's where we're living right now. Look, it's certainly most Braves fans, it's a reality that's hitting them that this team just isn't good. And it's ill-conceived. And guys you've given guaranteed money to just aren't responding. And again, it shouldn't be a 69-year-old manager who's a lifer with the organization's job to get Matt Olson or Austin Riley, or any of these guys to do their job. Iglesias, I mean, some of this, and it's funny, yesterday the conversation kind of turned halfway through the show to the audience saying, hey, this is on Alex Anthopoulos. You can't blame him either, because they don't give him the money to get the best players. He has to go navigate a minefield of busts and guys that have been released.
You can say it.
And bums.
Bums.
And that's not on Alex. I mean, guys, Alex is not going to come on our show or Steak Show or whoever and say, yeah, Tim McGurk and the management really don't give me the money to do what I want to do. But look for yourselves, guys. Look at the numbers. It doesn't lie. He's got one arm tied behind his back. Carl, we should have maximized and maintained that level from 21. We went backwards.
Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
NBA playoffs, guys. Game one stole last night by the Pacers. They win 111-110 as Halliburton hits the game winner. Here's Rick Carlisle, one of the best coaches in the NBA, talking about, okay, slow down, good win, but wait a minute.
I don't know. It happened so fast. I feel like we got matched. We got down going right, pulled up from midi, and knocked down the shot. I don't know. It didn't feel like anything crazy. He just made a play with the time winding down.
That's the guy who hit the game winner. Can I hear Rick Carlisle talking about not celebrating so soon? He's got to keep his team in check because he knows this is still going to be a long, long series.
We haven't been celebrating a whole lot with anything.
All good.
Really, and that's some of that is our experience last year. Some of it is Pascal having been through this kind of a run and get into the finals before. You know, we know we have a lot of work to do, and we have to play a lot better. I mean, 19 turnovers and a half is, if it's not a record for the finals, it's got to be up there, close to it. And they're a menace, defensively. And we too often took it into crowds, and then, other times they just take the ball out of your hands. I mean, it's just, the level of their defense is
high caliber.
Yes.
The level of the defense.
24 turnovers and wins a game. Turnover ratio was 24 to 6. 6 for OKC, 24. And again, when I watched the game, the things that I was thinking is, remember that argument we had about the Celtics? Because the Thunder really aren't a team that launches threes at a crazy clip. But it seemed like on a lot of turnovers, they were shooting threes. And I was like, why are you doing that? That's not really your strong suit. I mean, the mid-range jumper, you guys do a lot of things. They took 33-point shots last night, and it just seemed like they weren't getting anything off of some of those turnovers in the first half.
Mike, we have a star among us. Ladies and gentlemen, here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, We have a star among us.
The greatest tight end in Georgia history until Brock Bowers. Randy McMichael is here, guys. Give it up for Randy McMichael.
Randy McMichael, everybody.
There he is.
Randy McMichael is here.
One of the greatest Dolphins
there he
to
is.
Ever dress out.
My man. All right.
And a good Charger, too.
He was.
A hell of a Charger.
He doesn't like attention.
And he loves human interaction.
He doesn't
so
like attention.
So if you could walk over to Randy at the bar and say, hey, Randy, talk about that game, you know, back in 2000. He loves rehashing old days in Athens.
Randy, it is so good to see you. We're coming back, guys. We got more to dial up, including our man B-Mac. Brian McFadden's going to stop by at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to him. Former Steeler, talking about the newest Steeler. That's on the way on Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
But he was named, so he's next. Get back to work.
Stukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, we were clowning around, but our man Randy Mack, big shout out to him and Andy and Randy.
Yeah.
They are on before we come on, midday show. If you've never heard it, check it out. Make sure you give them some love, man. They do a terrific job. He is here just grabbing some. Is this lunch? What is this, Mike? What
it's a late lunch.
Late lunch? All right.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's what the players do. You know, that's why I love seeing other guy. A couple guys, only a few guys have their laptops out. I always laugh when you come to a place like Twin Peaks. What are you doing on your laptop? You know, tell you like I always say, tell your boss you got a sales call in Rome. Sorry, boss, bad cell service, or hey, Hira, or something. Yeah. You know, I mean, come on, have some fun. Commit to it. Full commitment.
This one's a little stronger.
Yeah, Raina's margaritas are tight. Raina represents Miss Buckhead for Twin Peaks. Competition down in South Beach in Miami is coming down next weekend. So Raina will be repping, and we've known her for years now. And she's a big sports fan. She's the one, I forget what team was in town. Might have been the Lakers. She was totally distracting them by sitting courtside.
Oh, yeah, she was.
In
front
a very
row.
Plunging neckline with
That's
her friends.
Right.
Yeah, and it was literally, even the refs got distracted.
I remember that.
Guy swallowed his whistle.
Wow. I mean...
Literally,
I've got jokes, but I was going to say, they put her up on the big screen, right?
That's right.
They put her up on the jumbotron.
Yep.
Yeah, the first one was different. This one is. I'm talking about Raina's drink.
And our server, you know, she's pretty funny. I didn't order another drink. She was like, oh no, I just anticipated. I'm like, well, you know, again, professionals, we got to maintain an even strength.
This is true.
You know,
what does she think we are on this place in this job?
I told you years ago. Real quick sidebar about drinking. We interviewed, for guys of a certain age, Day-Day might not know who Billy Squire was. And he was a rock star in the 80s. And he had gone through some problems with drugs. And he came back on sort of a comeback tour. And he interviewed all the radio stations in New York area. And he wound up on the east end of Long Island. That was the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And I was the last interview him about on that little media tour. So the guy from the record company, kind of like Paul Schaefer in Spinal Tap, very much... like coked up. I thought maybe after the interview we go out to dinner. We go to Lobster House. Go to Lobster. Get a Lobster. We're gonna get a Lobster. So I got this guy's energy, and you've got Billy Squire coming off of heroin. This is my dinner, and my program director, waitress comes in. Back then we called him waitress. Server comes to the table. She goes, "What can I get you?" Billy goes, "Do you have strawberry daiquiris?" She goes, "Yeah, sure. We could whip some up. Yeah, if you could bring strawberry daiquiris about every 25 minutes, that'd be great." Like a pitcher. It was just so
weird.
Goofy and apropos of nothing in rock
weird.
And roll. But anywho, but that's what you need right now is like amp it up. If you'd ramp it up.
Yeah.
And by the way, Raina did ask Carl if you're mad enough to try her old-fashioned mezcal, which is high octane. Some can try, few can finish.
I got work to do. I mean, like, I will try it, and I am man enough. Don't challenge my manhood. But but she did come over here. But we wish her the best, man. She's one of the best at it, and she's in as competition as Mike
right
said.
On.
So that's why we're mentioning Raina. She's always here at this location, Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Hey, here are some things that people are saying, and this is coming from you guys.
The fans.
Your reactions and comments off of social media based on what Mike and I were talking about yesterday in regards to the Braves. So I'm going to read some of this. One listener, anyone consider the team chemistry before Ronald Acuna came back?
Oh, it's his fault?
48% win percentage before, 27% win percentage after. In 2021, 49% before the injury, 60% win percentage after, and a World Series ring without him. Quote, he's not a team guy.
Well, real quick, I'm sorry to jump on that guy.
Yeah.
Has he looked at the 2023 stats when Ronald Acuna was MVP and we won 104 freaking games and then ran out of pitching and clutch hitting against the Phillies? I mean.
His name's Gary.
Gary, see, that's the thing. That's a selective argument. You know, take it in toto, because Ronald Acuna was a part of a 23, a pretty good. Oh, you know what? That makes me angry. Why do people have such a mean on for Ronald Acuna?
So
in this town?
Gary goes on, right? This is some of your responses to what we were talking about yesterday, because everybody's going, here's the problem, Dukes and Bell. This is what's going on. This is why these guys are not doing what they need to do. He goes on to say, not a team guy. He's not a leader. Everybody on this team, especially Ronald Acuna, who is your best player? When healthy, his toolbox is completely better than everybody else's.
Right.
But he can't be all things. This is why we talk about, hey, the best player in Ronald Acuna, he shouldn't have to be the loudest voice on the team. There are other guys who should be able to step up who have more seniority, Mike, who've been in the league longer. But the problem is, again, I don't know who that guy is. So when you say he's not a leader, I just think you're putting this all on Ronald, and then you look at this win percentage crap and say, Right. Well, they were better without him, and now he's back, and they're not as good.
Well, his OPS is over one. He's batting .333, and he's got 4 home runs and 7 RBIs in 12
games.
He's
crushing it.
He's the only guy, other than Ozuna, really doing his job. There's just this disconnect with some of the good old boys and the Caribbean players, Carl. I'll just call it what it is. They just never gravitated or warmed to this guy. I don't get it. Now, I will argue with you that Ronald
You're talking about the gold chains?
Well, the swag, everything. Oh, you know, okay. That's what Major League Baseball is now. Hell, have you been watching college baseball? That's all they're doing now. So where'd it come from? The Caribbean players, Bob Feller would say. It's swag. It's juice. It's energy. It's what the sport needs. So real quick, I would disagree that I do think Ronald, now how he wants to approach it coming off a long injury, not being in that clubhouse for a while.
Yeah.
But I would love to see him grab that mantle of leadership. I love the fact that he's doing things. And again, this is a small fact. Maybe it means something to you. Maybe it doesn't. That, hey, I'm going to try to answer more stuff in English. I'm going to try to do more to be more communicative to the fan base and get the message across. I think that's a step of maturity. I think that's great he's doing that. And I would love to see him be a guy who does do the stuff that Freddie did and say, hey, guys, this is unacceptable. Is that in his toolbox? I don't know. I'd like to see him try.
You know what? I don't know if he's built like that.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that, don't misunderstand me. Freddie's upbringing in baseball
was so old school.
Correct. And Ronald, it's hard for a guy who's been flashy and been able to be himself to tell others to tone it down.
Right.
Or we don't do that.
When
in fact he right. is a guy that loves to do the things that we're talking about that, to me, enhances the team. Look, I'm not tripping on Ronald. You guys know Ronald Acuña for life for me. He's one of the best players in the league. And it's unfortunate that the injuries have set him back two seasons. But at the end of the day, like I said, there's no one, and ask Chipper Jones if you don't believe, there's nobody more talented that's come through this organization than Ronald Acuña. He's not the best player, but he is certainly the most talented.
Right. Now, Austin Riley, again, he's a great player, but is he a leader? You know, I mean, that's another guy who's kind of where he is in his career now, Carl, his time, his tenure with the Braves, but he's a very low-key guy. I don't think he's comfortable in that role either.
All right.
You know, kind of lead, you know, he'll lead by his effort.
Lead by,
not going to say anything.
This is from Michael. Again, comments from you guys after our comments in our conversation about the Braves yesterday after that devastating loss. They're on the West Coast tonight. Just people reacting to us. And some of this stuff we said, okay, we gotta talk about this on the air. This one's about Snit, Mike. Snit will be moved to an advisory role and become a senior level guy somehow in the organization. And we'll present him with a solid compensation package, and we solidify Chipper Jones as the manager for the remainder of the season.
Well, Chipper has no interest in being a manager. We can barely get Chipper to spend like a week working with the haters down in Northport because Chipper's retired. He was just out with the steakhouse. You can go on the Odyssey app and rewind, listen to that great interview with Steak and Sandra. Look, Chipper knows more about baseball. He's got more baseball knowledge in his pinky than some guys in other organizations, and he would be a tremendous asset. And I would love to have Chipper be a manager, but he's got no interest whatsoever in doing that.
No.
You know? No, what they'll do is, my theory, I said to you yesterday, I think at some point, maybe after this road trip, maybe around the All-Star break, they'll announce that this is, in fact, his last season for Snicker.
Okay.
And again, these contracts have been small term, as Grant pointed out yesterday, but currently his contract is up at the end of this year. But I think somebody, Alex will say it, they'll call a press conference, and that basically they're putting Snicker out to pasture. And maybe they have a succession plan, maybe they don't.
So in sports terms, guys, when a manager is in the last year of his deal and he doesn't have a new deal, he is called a
lame duck.
That is what Snicker is right now. The future is uncertain as to whether or not he's going to be here. The team and the core of the team has pretty much been paid and it's set. And so, Mike, I don't think they have any reason to necessarily give him a long-term extension. They can go year to year because the whole idea is, well, you know, if you're trying to attract free agents, are they going to want to come not knowing what the managerial situation is going to be? And I don't know if that matters anymore. I think if you're paying a guy $250 million over 8, 9, 10 years, whatever it is, he's coming. It doesn't matter what the managerial situation is.
Right.
I just don't think the Braves are interested in tying him up, and maybe he doesn't want to. But I know the organization, Mike, if he was offered 4 more years guaranteed money, you're going to tell me he would turn that down? Because I don't think he's interested in quitting, which
right.
gets us to your point about how do we do this in a proper way.
Showing respect.
Yes, that everybody feels good, and he still always will be a part of this organization, just like Bobby Cox.
Right, and that's just, you know, like, if you feel that he has earned the right, we talked about it. He's never had all the weapons. Even the year they won the World Series, they didn't have the starting pitching. He dealt with injuries. Alex does a great job, you know, giving them and augmenting players that he used perfectly. Go back and look how he used those lineups and how he changed lineups night to night against the Dodgers and, of course, in the Astros in the World Series. I was there. You and I were there for Game 5, you know, and before they went to Houston for Game 6 with Soler, hit that moonshot. guy was on point. I mean, you could argue that sometimes all the manager can do is screw things up, let the flow just roll with itself. But when you're scuffling and struggling, you're still the guy who's going to be the guy with the target on his back because you can't fire the 25 players. So fair or unfair, any other city in America, he'd be gone. But no. I mean, here it's like it's basically like smothering Frosty the Snowman or something, or Santa Claus. People can't wrap their head around moving on midseason. They won't. I said that to you yesterday. They're not going to do it.
That came from Michael, by the way. I love Michael's. Then we'll present him with a solid compensation package.
No, he's already, his contract's up.
I love that.
Guys, his contract is up.
He's going to give him a bag on the way out?
Yes, and here's a gold watch, Coach Snickers, a Rolex, and thank you for your time as we put you on the baseball ice floe out to sea. No, man, he just doesn't have a contract at the end of the year. Believe me, he's fine. But here's the one thing they won't do, and I hope, color me surprised if they do.
Okay.
When they do move on from Snicker, go get a completely new staff.
Yeah.
Find somebody somebody who's doing something interesting. I don't want a total commitment to analytics like the Rays. I like what Bruce Bochy does down there in Texas. I would get some guys from his staff. I'd love to go with a younger manager as well, if that's in the offing, if the guy's qualified to do the job.
Mike, I look at this two ways. One is Double A was not in the Braves organization. He was an outsider. And he's had the most success of any general manager in our city the last decade.
Just real quick, they had to because of the Coppola situation.
Okay. But they did it.
Right.
They didn't stay in-house and say, we got a great third base coach at our Double A level.
But I'm just thinking, when you have a general manager that gets suspended, I just think a lot of guys in the organization, scouting department, you had no resource to use. They'd be tainted.
It may be, but they did it. And my point is, there's no connection for Double A to have a commitment to anybody that's below him to say, I owe anybody an opportunity to be our next manager. I actually think he, just knowing what I know about him, is going to do those kinds of things. I think when it comes time, they're not going to just be like, hey, we got a great guy, the 1A level that we really enjoy, and he's going to be our next guy. I think they're going to search far and wide. The other side of this, though, is just like in any business, how do you reward those who have been with you, like a Snicker, and have worked very hard to help the players get to where they are? See, part of this is, I'm with you. I want the biggest and best opportunity for the guy to come in here.
Cast a wide net.
Yes, right? But the other side of that is, just like Brian Snicker, there's probably somebody in this organization that is deserving of maybe that opportunity. And if you overlook them, it speaks volumes for everybody else that works in that organization, because they go, well, when it comes my time, I know I'm not going to get it.
Right.
So I'm torn, but I don't think Alex is just going to give a guy a job in the organization, because that's what this team traditionally has done.
I know that I'd love to see a change of approach. I would love to get rid of Rick Kranitz. I don't think Hires is a good fit. Seitzer, I mean, we talked about it. I mean, hitting coaches, I think most fans don't even give a crap. But we were 2023, we're rocking and rolling. Last year we scuffled and they fired the hitting coach. They moved on. And for whatever reason, whatever the approach is, and I'm not privy to what goes on in their work habits and how much video and everything else these guys are doing, Carl.
Sure, sure.
But the results speak for themselves. They got a new hitting coach, they don't hit. I mean, new hitting coach, we don't hit. So, you know, you didn't hit for 1 year after having an amazing run with Seitzer, and you fired him. So, a bit, we sacrificed Tuias Sopo as a third base coach.
All right, guys, more on the Braves coming up. Appreciate the comments, by the way. There were so many. We'd love to read them all.
But are hot.
But we just picked up a couple and said, hey, let's read them and share those with you. All right, we're coming back. Bryant McFadden is going to join us. B-Mac, two-time Super Bowl champion, is set to join us, guys. And the Steelers have their quarterback. It's the biggest and latest NFL news next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.